Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host today, Tim Link. I'm so glad you're with us today. We've got an exciting show, so thank you for joining us. My guest today is author Nancy Stanley. Nancy will be here talking to us today about her book, Pillow with a Heartbeat, which illustrates the true story of how Truffles, her dog, beautiful little dog, a chocolate poodle, little chocolate poodle, how Truffles went from being an awkward puppy to helping sick children as a therapy dog. So we're excited to talk to Nancy about that. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about a little bit of information that I had found out that I really didn't know. You know, I've spent years working with animals, a lot of dogs and cats, as well as horses and other animals in sanctuaries and zoos and aquariums, but mostly dogs and cats. And recently we have, as you know, we have a small feral colony outside of our house. Anytime you could see anywhere from 7 to 11 cats outside of our house where they have access to come into the garage and leave again whenever they wish. And of course, we've got them all spayed and neutered as a good family host should do. But we noticed one of the cats had a little bit of speckles, some dirt around its mouth, its whiskers, and on its face, and wasn't sure what that was all about. So did a little bit of research, contacted one of my good friends who knows everything about cats. And she said, "Oh, not to worry, your cat has feline acne." I thought, well, my goodness, this is just a little kitten, actually, that's now developed acne. I didn't have a whole lot of information about it. So I did my research, and I thought it'd be good to share with you guys a little bit about what feline acne is all about. So, you know, feline acne is it's a common problem seen in cats. It's found usually around the cat's chin and lips area. And often symptoms are so mild that they go unnoticed. People think that it's just dirt on the cat's face. But acne can affect cats of any age, sex, or breed. So they're not teenagers. So you don't have to worry about that. In acne, the follicles become blocked and black little sebaceous material, little looks like dirt particles, start to form. It causes blackheads on the cat's face and chin and around the mouth area. And these blackheads become irritated, swollen, and infected, leading to potential problems if we don't get it solved. Now, the exact cause of feline acne isn't really known. There are several possible causes, however, including stress. So if they go through stress, that could definitely cause the acne. One I hadn't heard of, which was plastic food bowls, plastic water bowls. Especially the plastic food bowls is commonly discouraged, especially with cats with feline acne. This is because the plastic is porous and oftentimes traps bacteria in the plates and the bowls, which is then transferred to the cat's chin. And so it's also, you know, a good idea to move to away from a plastic food bowl to a metal bowl or some sort of ceramic bowl. But can also things like proper grooming, poor grooming habits, and food allergies can definitely cause the feline acne in the cats. Once again, the symptoms usually are in the chin and possibly around the lips area. There's some black spots that look like dirt. Secondary infections may lead to swollen, red, pustulous, and bleeding irritations. So you want to get on it right away when you see it. And how do you treat it? Well, it's pretty simple. If the condition is mild, a topical treatment may be all that you need that's required to fix the problem, or a gentle cleansing with an antibiotic soap, a hydrogen peroxide soap, or even some Epsom salts that's diluted in some warm water. So wash the kitty's face with that. You know, but in some more severe cases, cleansing the skin with an ointment or gel containing benzoyl peroxide is sometimes issued by the veterinarian. So, as always, what I like to recommend is keep a close eye on your kitties. Check out their face, their whiskers, their nose, and their mouth. Make sure you don't see any of these little blackheads pop up. If you do, give them a quick little cleansing. See if that will help with some mild soap and water. Change out the food bowls if you're using plastic food bowls. And if it continues to persist, you know, contact your veterinarian to get the proper support and proper medication and proper treatment for your cats. So feline acne is in the news, so use that wisely and take care of those beautiful little kitties of ours. And of course, for more information on this, as always, you can go to my blog on Pet Life Radio. Go to the Animal Rights blog on Pet Life Radio, and you can be able to click to the link that will lead you to more details about the story in the article and give you some more detailed information as well. So thanks for listening to me on that. Just in a moment, we'll be right back with Nancy Stanley. Right after these messages, you're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PETMEDS. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PETMEDS, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
There's a movement afoot, ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code LUCKY, L-U-C-K-Y, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
Would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience?
We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds.
InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service.
We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit PetLifeRadio.com. Click on sponsorship information.
There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed or email us at
PetLifeRadio.com.
Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to Win with Dogs. With me, Raquel Wynn. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge, on demand, every week, right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Wynn with Dogs.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Thanks for joining us today. Our guest for today is author of a wonderful little book called Pillow with a Heartbeat. Nancy Stanley is with us today. So, Nancy, thanks for joining Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. Now, what a wonderful little book of yours. I have to describe it to our audience real quick. It's bright purple, of course, which catches your eye. And it has a wonderful little purple collar, a little doggy collar, that fastens the book together and has a little ID tag with truffles on it, which is your beautiful chocolate poodle. So I think the cover design and how you came about putting it all together is definitely something that'll pop off the shelves and make people want to pick it up and see what it's all about. So big kudos to you on the cover design for that.
Thank you. It's the gift book for people for Valentine's Day, for birthdays, everything. I think it's a great package.
Yeah, it really is. It's got great color photos. It's got a nice design. It's glossy. It's easy to handle. Quick little read. Everybody can enjoy it. And I think the collar really pops out on it. So big kudos on that. So tell us a little bit about Pillow with a Heartbeat. How did it come about? And tell us a little bit about the story.
Well, before I even knew I was going to write the book, I went to meet a Wish family. I'm a Wish granter for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I went to meet this girl, Michelle Butler. And the bond that they had was so amazing between Michelle and Truffles. I've never seen him like that with everyone. He's wonderful with everybody, but this was something very, very special. And it turns out she was very special and inspired my entire life and the book. And she said one day, if Truffles could just speak, can you imagine the conversation we'd be having? And just like that, I thought, I want to write a book and let Truffles talk. I mean, I never even thought of writing a book before. And that's where that all came about. And my experience with her was so amazing that the book just came to me what to say. And I was thinking, I wanted to come from Truffles' perspective so people know what dogs are thinking, no matter what they're doing. I know they're thinking, and people aren't aware that they actually do communicate. And so now Truffles is communicating from the time he's at the breeder all the way until I adopt him, and then why he's going to school, et cetera, and then finding his book.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, when you say truffles communicate, now, obviously, I'm an animal communicator, so I know they talk to us, and they give us all kinds of wonderful words, pictures, colors, feelings, emotions, all these things. How did you come about writing from a truffle's perspective? Did you hear anything or see anything, or is this your observation of what if you were truffles or inside of truffles, what truffle would have to go through?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, what is truffle thinking? Because I communicated since I'm tiny, I think maybe 3 years old, with my German Shepherd, and I never didn't have a dog. And I could talk to my dogs, and they actually helped me all through my life. And the communication, it doesn't have to be verbal. I mean, he doesn't talk, obviously, in English, but everything, his telling eyes and the way he lets me know what he's thinking by the tilt of his head and these funny, quirky things he does, like when he wants to go out or he wants a treat or, oops, I shouldn't have said that. And if he wants to go to PetSmart, and he knows that he has all these different looks, and I know what they are now after raising him. I mean, he just has to look at me and go, oh, you're thirsty? Okay, hold on a second. I'll get you some water. And hey. So I thought it was going to be very easy to do everything in his perspective, and I think he did a great job telling the way he felt about every little thing. Sad, happy, I know when he's sad, I know when he's happy, and most of all the time, thank goodness he's happy.
There you go. So you had that great heart connection with him, and you have a good understanding about what he's all about and what he needs. He has you trained very well, it sounds like, Nancy.
He does. I am the best well-trained owner in the whole world.
Extra doggy biscuits for you as well. Yeah. Now, in the book, I recall that you said Pocket was the smallest in the litter and the only male puppy. So what made you decide to pick him rather than his other three sisters?
Well, I was sitting with seven little puppies, two from his litter and then some other dogs when I was there. And they were all playing, and Truffles didn't care about the other dogs playing. He looked at me, and he slowly, because he was less than a pound at the time, he came over and got really needed a boost to get up on my lap, and he just sat there looking at me and put his head down, and I went, oh, this is my dog. He picked me. I didn't pick him.
They always seem to pick us. I tell people that all the time, whether we know it or not, whether we even planned on going to bring another puppy or a dog into our lives. They always seem to appear at the right and perfect time.
Yeah, he knew I would be the perfect mother for him. And that's when it started. And I didn't know I was doing the book at this time. Mind you, I had him a year before I wrote the book. So we are well in tune with each other.
That's great. That's great. We know that he's a therapy dog. Let me get that right. Not a service dog. Tell us a little bit about the difference between a therapy dog and a service dog. What are some of the things that he does?
Well, a therapy dog is just trained to provide affection and comfort to people, whether they're in hospitals or retirement homes or nursing homes, even schools, people with learning disabilities and being in stressful situations, people that have had disasters like, you know, the disaster areas from the hurricanes, the dogs actually bring comfort to these people. And so it's just a matter of bringing comfort and love and special attention to people of need, whether they're young or old. A service dog, however, is a dog that services the owner, whether for physical reasons or, you know, they go get keys for them if they're deaf. They answer the phone, you know, that kind of service. So that's for the individual owners. Totally different than a therapy dog. Actually, Truffles, I have to say, could be a service dog because he knows when somebody, I only know this from three times, but he knows when somebody's going to have a episode, like a seizure or start to faint, because it started with me and I didn't think much of it, but I mixed some medications together, which I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do, and I got real lightheaded, and I was going to pass out, and I think I might have for a split second. The Truffles was all over me before that even happened. He was jumping all over me, like, what do you want? And then all of a sudden, I got this terrible feeling, and I lay down on the bed, and he knew something was going to happen. And I believe that's like dogs are before an earthquake or lightning, a thunder. They know before the thunder.
Yeah, absolutely. They're very in tune with everything going on around them, the energy around them, whether it's environmental energy going on or something going on with our own energy, you know, their human companions. And so it sounds like Truffles is very much in tune with that as well.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I could actually work with him on that subject, because I think he is very in tune to what's going on. He picked out a woman from went to a signing. I had a big signing, and this woman came on the line, and she looked just perfectly normal. I mean, beautiful, and Truffles just beelined to her off the table and wanted her to hold him. And I said, wow, that's unusual. He usually doesn't do that. I usually pick him up and put him on somebody. And she was holding him and going, oh, I just needed him so badly today because I just got done with a round of chemo. Oh.
Mm.
Does my dog know that?
Yeah.
How does he know that?
He can sense that. You know, I do believe that. He's obviously a very sensitive dog and was brought here for a specific purpose, which I think is a healing purpose for him. And he can recognize that. He can recognize her energy was probably a little off, that she went through some stress or went through some challenges. And what a better way to get someone's energy back in line than to come over and give them a big cuddle and a big couple of little licks if they can.
Right. Well, I know he feels that, and that's exactly how he is when I take him to the elderly. I mean, he'll sit on their lap, and he knows whether he's supposed to be a little more playful or just sit there and let them stroke his beautiful soft fur. And I think he just has this incredible, I know he does, I don't think, I know he has an incredible instinct on how people are feeling, which
Absolutely.
Makes for a great therapy dog. So that's one of the things that you have to look for when you have a dog. I mean, I wish everyone would take their dog if they're like Truffles, that have that incredible personality, that unconditionally loving to everybody. And if they have a dog like that, they should go get certified and put it out there and help other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, obviously it helps the other people in the nursing homes or people that are sick and need a little extra comforting. I'm sure Truffles enjoys it. What do you get a lot out of it as well? I would imagine you do.
I've been doing this since 1982, so I love it. It's my mission, and I'm so lucky to have everything I have in my life that, you know, you make one person happy and smile and feel better, then you're doing a lot, because a lot of people don't do that. They're like, especially today with the way society is and finances, and, you know, people are having such a hard time. It doesn't even matter. If they're having a hard time and they do something like this, they'll feel better. It'll make their life a little better.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's a great perspective on life. I think it's a great perspective you're taking right now. Big kudos to you. I mean, that's a long time to be doing therapy work. I think that we're seeing more and more dogs and cats and even rabbits become therapy animals. So I know it's becoming more people are stepping up to the plate. But you've been doing it for a long, long time. So big kudos to you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I found out. I thought I was the first one to do it because I live in San Diego and nobody was doing it here. But I found out recently that only two other people, and that was 1976, which was before I did it in 1982. There was a Elaine Smith founded that first Therapy Dog International, which was the first registry for therapy dogs in the U.S. I didn't know that. So here I'm taking all the credit for being the first. And then after that, they formed the Delta Foundation, which is now the Delta Society, which does research on how animals affect people's lives. So I guess I'm third on the list, which is fine with me.
Hey, that's all right. We'll take number three. We're going to go into break here just in a moment. And when we return, we're going to continue our conversation with Nancy Stanley, talking about her book, Pillow with a Heartbeat, and find out more about what Truffles has going on. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
At Petco, we really love pets. There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
so how do you feel about cat condos?
We can say from experience,
feels like home. For her.
Enter the code LUCKY10, LUCKY, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
FTD's network of over 40,000 florists around the world have been creating beautiful handcrafted arrangements for 100 years. Each arrangement is delivered the same day and backed by FTD's 7-day satisfaction guarantee. For a century, people have trusted their most important occasions to the flower experts at FTD.
Since Pet Life Radio is all about puppy dogs and flowers, our listeners, that's you, can get a 20% discount on your order. Just go to FlorUp.com and use the code LUCKIES20 at checkout. FLEUROP.com. Code word LUCKYS and the number 20.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. Is the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Hi, this is Marcy Davis and my service dog Whistle, and we're your hosts of Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. Working Like Dogs is the show where you can learn everything you ever wanted to know about working animals or working dogs. Whether you're a member of a working dog team, or you've just seen a working dog or animal out at the mall or the grocery store, and you're curious about how these amazing animals work with their human partners, then Working Like Dogs is the show for you. Join us for the inside scoop at Working Like Dogs on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. We're here talking to author Nancy Stanley about her book, Pillow with a Heartbeat, and the heartwarming tale of a little dog named Truffles who finds his big purpose in life. So we know Truffles now is a therapy dog. Tell us a little bit about some of the activities that Truffles does as a therapy dog, and what's a typical day like for Truffles?
Well, he does his therapy just walking in the street and going to the mall, because everybody picks him up and loves on him. But what we mostly do is I'm a wish granter for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So when I have my wish child, Truffles, if the family says it's okay, which they always do, I can bring Truffles with me when I meet the child. And the bond that he forms with these kids is so fantastic that they end up liking me a lot. And I can for that. I mean, a lot of people like me more now because of my dog. It's great.
It always helps. The people you know always helps out, doesn't it? Whether they have fur on or not.
I know. If it wasn't for Truffles, I would have a few more enemies, maybe. I'm not sure. But I am meeting an awful lot of people, good people, because of him. Anyway, but the kids, they I sit with them in their own room, and I ask them all these questions and, where would you like to go? Who would you like to be? And they like me so much while they're playing with Truffles that they open up, and we get the best wishes because they trust me. They trust me and they want to talk to me. And that's what he does with Make-A-Wish. But other than that, we go to the senior centers a couple of times a month. And these people, more than anybody, need Truffles. They need a therapy dog, and they need this unconditional love because they are so lonely over there. And it just lights up their life. They turn into like big kids, you know, and they start laughing and talking to the other people that live there. And normally they're socially kind of shy, and they don't talk, and they just sit with their themselves. And he just brings this whole inside community together, and they're all like smiling. Oh, it's my turn. Can I hold him? And it's just beautiful to see that he brings this joy to people who are stuck in these places and very lonely. I mean, we all have people in our lives who are going to end up old, our parents, our grandparents, mm-hmm. and it's a great thing to know that all you have to do is put a dog in their lap, if they like dogs, and most of them do, and it makes their day. It makes their day so much better. That's why these places are now having in-house resident dogs, which they never had before. And that's wonderful because they have a dog that just wanders around the place, cheering everybody up.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do. It's a great for the people that live there as well as the people that work there. It does add to the environment, makes more of a home environment. And I've noticed especially with nursing homes, yeah, people that maybe aren't used to dogs, haven't had dogs in their life, or it's been a number of years since they've had dogs in their life, they just are really receptive to it. Even if they didn't think they even liked dogs, all of a sudden they turn into little children again almost.
Yeah, that just happened to me last week. There was a woman sitting in a chair and she said, oh, that's a cute dog, you know, because the other her friends were around her. Oh, that's a beautiful dog. And she said, but you know, I'm not a dog person. And I said, well, I want you to hold Truffles and then you can tell me you're not a dog person. And she looked at me like, huh? Are you kidding? I don't want to hold that dog. So I just put him there. I mean, 5 pounds. I just put him there and she put her arms around him so he wouldn't fall. And she's going, oh, I really like this dog. Where can I get one? I mean, it was like instant, like, oh, he's so soft. And I like this. I didn't know I thought I didn't like dogs. And she carried on. And for 20 minutes, she's holding the dog and just loving it. And now it's changed her whole perspective. And she even looked prettier. You know, she looked kind of like angry, mm-hmm. you know, with like a face, and her lips were down, and she didn't look very pretty. And then while she was enjoying Truffles, she actually is a very pretty older lady.
There you go.
And it was just beautiful to see what it does to people.
Absolutely. It makes you feel better, makes you look better. Your energy goes to a more positive place. And it's a wonderful thing that dogs do for us. And Truffles definitely has that gift.
Documented that it does physical things as far as stress and meds, medications and antidepressants, and people are getting off of them when they have this dog around.
Looking at Truffles' face and seeing Truffles, he's quite the character. I know there's got to be some funny stories or interesting stories. Is there a funny story that comes to mind?
Well, he is a character, and he's he likes games. He does high fives, and he'll sneeze if you say, do you have a cold? And he'll grab a tissue and bring you a tissue and roll over. Basically, he doesn't do anything like abnormally off the charts, but he is so much fun that people giggle. They giggle at him, you know, no matter what. If they say, oh, do you want a treat? And he'll do the whole combination of tricks. He'll roll over, then he'll speak, and then he'll high five, and then he'll sneeze, and he keeps doing it until you give him something. You don't even ask him what he wants to, you know, you don't even tell him to do something. He just does it. It's like his little repertoire. And I don't have to say a word. I mean, he just entertains. He's so entertaining. And there's nothing really outstanding except that he steals your socks. And if some kid had socks on, she was sitting there, and he took the sock right off her foot and started running around with it, you know, like it's a game. He is a character, and he has fun. And as long as he has fun, they have fun.
Absolutely. Bringing that fun and bringing that joy to everybody around him.
Yeah, he's sweet. He's just sweet.
Now, I know with Truffles, he's probably taught you a lot in your life. Is there a particular lesson that he's taught you that really has stood out?
Well, he taught me to be kinder and to listen to people better and not to jump, make a judgment so quickly about people, because I tended to just take what was face value, because we are just what we are, face value. But I do listen to people, and I can recognize more good in people than not good, which is really nice. It makes me feel better to know that they're people, even though they seem like they're not okay, everyone has something good about them. And Truffles always finds it. He always finds it. And so now I am learning to find it. Giving a compliment to somebody every day, just something. Say something nice to somebody every day and make somebody's day a little better.
There you go.
That's what I've learned. And to be patient and to be understanding and to love better.
There you go.
You know, I have this saying in my book. It's like, and I said it on another show. I said, be the kind of person your dog thinks you already are. And I believe that wholeheartedly. They love us so much and think we are so fantastic. We need to live up to that, and we need to be fantastic. We need to do the best we can. So that's my answer to your question.
That's a great answer. I think that's a great answer. And we do. We're all great people. We've got great things in our lives and great things to share and teach. We just have to sometimes get a little wake-up call and brush those off. And that's what Truffles definitely does for you all the time, it sounds like.
Right, he does. He's a constant reminder of always being good as we can. So I'm grateful to him. I'm grateful I found him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think vice versa, because everyone now says, Nancy, I wish I could come back as your dog. Because the way I treat him, he's so special. And everyone wants to be my dog when they come back in their next life with me, the owner.
That's what my mother-in-law says. She says, you treat me pretty well as a mother-in-law, but I want to come back as one of your pets. That's where the good stuff is.
Sure, everyone says the same thing. It's funny. It's just so funny. But I see I see their point. I don't think my kid said, I don't even think you treated us the way you treat Truffles.
That's right.
He never talks back in a negative manner. He talks back, but never, you have to understand that. But now they have animals and they understand it. Because it's the same thing with them. It's just wonderful.
That's right.
What goes around comes around, as they say.
Exactly. Now, I know that you, the pet therapy program is called Tender Loving Zoo.
That started in 82. And it's not running now because I did that to get the concept out, about pet therapy. And I did that for 5 years. It went all over the United States. We were in every news station on TV. What an amazing concept this is, and now everybody's doing it. And that was the whole point of starting this organization, so everybody would catch on and do it in their own communities all over the United States. And in fact, I'm so proud of this because when it got on the front page of the LA Times and then the San Diego Times and then the Dallas Herald, Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan were at breakfast and they wrote me an unsolicited letter saying, we're sitting here at the breakfast table and I want to just congratulate you on this concept, bringing animals to people and the children. What a difference you're going to make in their lives. Congratulations. And it's framed in front of me as I sit here thinking, look how it reached. I mean, it's just amazing how everybody didn't know about this. And now everybody knows about it. And it's a household concept, pet therapy, animal therapy.
Gotta love it. And you never know. You never know who you're going to reach and who you're going to touch. You just got to go out there and put it out there and know that you're doing good.
Right. And I do. And if this is the only thing I do that's good, then I think I've done a lot. And I hope everybody else gets out of their little box and goes out into the community and shares this gift that they may have at home that they don't even know would be a great therapy dog. But if they are that kind of that temperament, they should go try it, and you'll see what improvement their life will have. No matter what's going on in our world today, they can always make a difference to other people and to themselves.
And I think that's a great, great message and great work you're doing out there. Now, everybody can find out more about Pillow with a Heartbeat by going to pillowwithaheartbeat.com, pillowwithaheartbeat.com. Or you can obviously go to the Animal Rights tab on Pet Life Radio and find out more about it as well. So, Nancy Stanley, thanks for coming on board with us today. Big kudos. Give Truffles a big hug from us all. And we appreciate your time. Keep up the great work.
Okay, you too, and have a good day.
So is Nancy Stanley with us with Pillow with a Heartbeat. Beautiful dog Truffles doing great work out there. So we're coming to the end of the show today. I want to thank everybody for listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. I'd also like to thank once again Nancy Stanley for being on the show today. A big thank you to our sponsors and producers for making the show possible. Now, to find out more about me and find out more about Animal Rights and other guests that I've interviewed, go to the Animal Rights tab on Animal Rights Show on Pet Life Radio. That's PetLifeRadio.com. Click on Animal Rights. And while you're there, you can take a look at the blog as well. And also check out all the other hosts and shows that we have on Pet Life Radio. There's wonderful people we've interviewed, great hosts on the network as well. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for the show, or people you'd like to see on the show, please email me. You can email me at tim@petliferadio.com. That's tim@petliferadio.com. And I'll do my very best to answer your questions, entertain your comments, and see who else we can get on the show that you'd like to hear. So until next time, write a great story about the animals in your life. Share it in a blog, article, or a book. And who knows, you may be the next guest on Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have a great day.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.